T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You took it to a place where
I forgive you,
and
I'll forget it.
I'll try to forget about that insult.
Stan, you need help,
dude. Evan is more disappointed than it was. Wow, and you're laughing. Let's do it, baby. What's up? You got a haircut? Looking fresh.
I did get a haircut, and so did the Miami Heat. They got a haircut too.
I'm gonna give you a one.
How's that just a one?
The haircut.
Yeah, it's a residual from him thinking I was untoward toward his daughter when I was just trying to give him a compliment.
Number two.
Thank you. Hey, Warriors. Go ahead.
No,
I run down the list.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something.
Ha ha.
No, it's not
Clay,
that.
Back.
There is a victory lap for some of us here today.
But yeah, for
I
sure.
I tweeted on X. Of course, you didn't see it. No, listen, it's bigger than the game. They needed it. They needed it bad. But Stani, I'm telling you, I texted Evan last night. Like you do, Spadoni. And
I stopped doing that, though.
Oh, he didn't like it. This season is almost over. We have to enjoy it. We've gotten and talked about the Warriors ad nauseum, and now we're here. And it's finally hit me that baseball's here. It starts tomorrow. Stani, we're not going to have NBA basketball to talk about as far as the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and Dre and TJD and Pods here in the next 2 weeks. So let that sink in, and it's imperative that they handle their business. And I know we talked about it yesterday about, hey, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to the fans. And, Stani, the guys that I saw out there playing, it's a big deal to them. Good win, but that same Miami team that was light, because they had a lot of guys out, came and kicked the Warriors' ass months back. So, way to start the trip, and it was good to see Clay in the starting lineup. Is that why he had 28? No, Stani. But I just felt like the spacing was better. You need firepower. And I'll ask you this. Would you run that back tonight as far as Clay?
That's Steve Kerr's decision. Here's what he had to say.
I just felt like get a little more spacing on the floor to start the game. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's permanent. It just felt like tonight that was important.
Yeah, I don't know why tonight would not be important. Or do you want to? I'll just say this: do you want to keep messing with Clay? Not that he can't handle it. If he's in a groove, a basketball groove, it shouldn't matter if he's off the bench or started. But for me, Stani, it just felt nothing against Pods because he made an impact. But it just felt good knowing you got another flamethrower alongside Curry, who had 17 or 18 points.
Let's listen to this again.
I just felt like get a little more spacing on the floor to start the game. It doesn't necessarily mean it's permanent. It just felt like tonight that was important.
All right. Why wouldn't it be permanent?
Well, Wiggins going to the bench wasn't permanent.
Why would you do it just one game is my question, if you're Steve Kerr.
Maybe it was the matchups, because Miami was in Curry's tail.
If it's the matchups, then you're not going to like to hear what I'm about to say.
No, seriously, I do.
Well, starting Clay last night was like bringing him off the bench because he was going up against second-string players.
All right. Wow. I hadn't even...
But I don't... like
That hadn't crossed my mind.
I have a bigger question, though, for Warrior fans, and that's... why wouldn't it be permanent?
I'm with you.
Or why would he change it tonight? Do you think he'll go back to Pajemski tonight?
I don't.
I don't know.
And I'm with you on, now you're kind of dangling the guys with just a certain amount of games left. Stani, I told you, no matter what happens and how this season ends up, guys, just go with what you know. KFC, the original recipe. Klay Thompson has obviously gotten out of, you know, whatever funk he was in. He's not going to be perfect, and he's not going to have 28 every night. But, Stani, he's a threat out there more than Pajimski on the offensive end. So, me watching a team kind of struggle with the one-trick pony of Curry this, Curry that, and Kerr having to talk about how much dependent they are on Steph, alleviate some of that or try to relieve some of that with Klay, and I thought it worked last night.
My question for Warrior fans at 888-957-9570, I got a couple. Like, what did that game mean last night? I'll tell you what it meant to me. And then secondly, I just am curious, okay, if he wants better spacing, he didn't mention anything about the other team. He didn't mention anything about the Heat. He mentioned spacing. Well, if he's talking spacing, why wouldn't Klay then be the starter moving forward?
That's a fair question.
Spacing's an issue. Now, the other thing that's going on is if he goes back to Pajemski as a starter, I'll be honest with you, I don't really think it makes a huge difference to either Klay or Pajemski.
All right.
Like, Pajemski's not going to not play well because he's coming off the bench if he knows he's getting 20 minutes. I just am wondering what if he saw spacing, I get it, but spacing isn't something that'll go away when you play Orlando tonight. So I'm just wondering if we're looking at something that's going to change from now till the end of the season, Klay back into the starting lineup. What do you think, Warrior fans, at 888-957-9570? And then, you know, the one thing I've heard, Goo, this week from a lot of Warrior fans, maybe it's been a week and a half, there is a little bit of a resignation from some fans that, you know what?
Oh,
they're starting to read the writing on the wall, which, by the way, looks like it's in Sharpie and it can't be erased, that the Warriors may not finish the year like they wanted to finish the year. And so if that's the case, you went to Miami, you got to win against the Heat. What's it mean? I mean, to me, the biggest part of last night's game is you're now a game ahead of Houston.
No doubt.
So you didn't slip last night to the Houston Rockets, because if you lose last night, now all of a sudden you're tied with the Rockets. Now you better beat Orlando. So if the 10th seed's the goal,
no doubt
they accomplished the goal last night by winning a game to keep ahead of the Houston Rockets. That's what I got out of that game.
Okay, no, Stani, yeah. And that's it. That's what I went into that game for, but also to see if Steve Kerr, when I left you last and I was lobbying for Klay to start with Tinker and kind of throw the kitchen sink at the problems and try to, hey, maybe it could have backfired last night, but just show us that you're trying something and you're willing to try something new. But I will say this, Houston has not caught the Warriors yet, and a loss would have allowed them to do that in the standings. So that was operation get out of here, no injuries. And tonight I expect everybody to be available, except it looks like TJD might not play. I don't know where that came from, but Stani, I just want Steph Curry and the Warriors to get an opportunity to play in a 7-game series. And if the youngsters and this experience.
So we're back to that.
Well, it's part of it.
We're back to the assumption that they're going to win 2 play-in games. I wouldn't do that. I can't do that. They're still in 10th place.
Well, okay.
Focus on what the Warriors' goal should be is to get a play-in game at this point.
Okay, that's where, man, you know your partner. What I'm saying is assumption is what I did to get to, they're going to get a shot at the play-in. And all of a sudden, here come the Rockets in the rear view. So now there's a threat to that. So that I've learned from that, Stani. I assumed for so long the worst-case scenario for the Warriors was going to be the play-in game on the road against whoever. Looks like the Lakers. And now the Rockets are a threat to that. So I'm with you. It's operation play-in. Okay. Because let's put the right on the table. You're not catching the Lakers.
Rule against that.
Like, you think so? After that big win last night?
I mean, that hurts, but I mean, that's the other problem the Warriors are going to have when it comes to catching teams, and that's the other teams can beat good teams, and you haven't shown you can beat good teams. So you get a game like last night where you think, hey, you know what? Yeah. Lakers probably going to get beat by the Bucks. No.
They didn't. 20.
They didn't get beat by the Bucks. No. And the Warriors are a team that's you know, struggling against those teams. I assume this is directed at Guru from the LB. Long Beach?
Yep.
408, though. Anyway, come on, guys. Are we going to do this again?
Oh my
and
God.
Get excited over a victory over a bunch of scrubs?
Nobody. See, we're LB. We're past nitpicking and style pointing. This is about continuing to not trick it off to where tonight's game is important. You want to hold off the Houston Rockets. I don't have confetti. I'm not happy. That was status quo, Donnie. That was a game. I was a little nervous in Miami. That what? They went up five. I was like, oh, my God.
They went up five in the first quarter?
No, second quarter. It was close.
In the second quarter?
Yeah, nobody's in here celebrating, Jack.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not sounding that way. You needed that win. You got it.
Why can't you celebrate the win if you want to anyway?
Because you're not, when you're 10th, you're not allowed to
That's
celebrate.
That's why you celebrate. I mean, with all due respect.
Boy.
But listen, LB, of course. Here's what that game means.
I'm not celebrating.
It means nothing.
Right.
Until the Warriors finish the game tonight against Orlando.
Wow.
You lose tonight against Orlando. Last night's game, just put an X through it because it won't mean anything. It just won't. You will have beaten a team without Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, without Duncan Robinson, without Kevin Love. Those are four of your top nine guys. So you went in there, you did what you had to do. Now you play the Orlando Magic.
Yep.
They've had 3 days off.
And they're good.
So let's see how and you know what? The one thing I will say for that wasn't a cakewalk yesterday. I know Steph played, 31 minutes?
Yeah, I was just going there.
But I don't think that was necessarily a cakewalk.
It wasn't.
So let's see what happens tonight. The Warriors, they're old and they're on a back-to-back in Florida.
And if you're the Rockets right now, you're feeling good about this game that the Warriors have on the road against a fresh Orlando team that lost to Sacramento Saturday.
But I don't think the Rockets are. I don't think there's a lot of scoreboard watching. I mean,
from
the Rockets, either team. I think if the Rockets go 7-3, they'll probably beat out the Warriors.
By the way, the Warriors have not won in Orlando since 2017.
Now, damn. Thank you, Evan. I did not know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.